I think it's incredibly concerning that we're seeing almost 3 child abuse images recorded, offences recorded every day by police in Kent. And of course, every one of those images represents a real child who's been groomed and abused to supply that image. So it's incredibly concerning. And there could be a number of reasons why the figures might have increased, really. That could be due to kind of increased reporting around this kind of thing. It could be due to active action being taken by authorities to kind of tackle online exploitation. And of course, we know that the growth of the internet has given kind of potential offenders who previously might have not had access to the children to the more opportunity to take that action as well. Absolutely. One of the things that we are really campaigning at the NSPCC is the introduction of a real tough independent regulator that needs to hold social networks to account so we can try and tackle the grooming at source, really, cut these images off at source. So while, you know, the authorities can work to remove the child abuse images, we really want the authorities to bring in this regulator so that more images can be stopped being created in the first place. For young people, it's really important that they understand, as they begin to use online more independently, how to do that safely. And, you know, a lot of schools and parents are taking action to try and help young people to be able to do that. For parents, it can be really daunting knowing how to approach it, but it's really important to start having conversations with your children at a young age about what they like doing online, just as you do about, you know, their day at school or other aspects of their life, so you can start to understand what they're doing and support them to do it safely online. I think that those conversations, little and often, are really important to be able to know what your child is doing online, to kind of overcome that lack of confidence that we can sometimes have ourselves as parents about the latest apps and games, and start to educate yourselves on what it is your children are doing and how they can keep themselves safe while they're doing that as well.